Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots with your confusion. Delivered by conflicting media reports, connect the dots, you know the action you can take. How your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat items that affect the top of your head, your bank account, anything I feel would benefit you. Let me remind you, if you ever have any financial related questions, I am, the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsealradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you can call in for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. While I have a great team, when it comes to a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work. If you don't have any needs today, save this number on your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. Yes, of course, we are celebrating National Cheese Fondue Day today. A dish of melted cheese or other ingredients served in a communal pot over a small portable stove. Bread is then dipped with a long-stemmed fork into the cheese. Double dipping, please. Cheese fondue consists of blended cheeses, wine, of course, and seasoning. How else do you think I brought that into the restaurant? I've had to get the wine in there some way. Moving right along with Dow Jones Industrial Average, 96 as we speak. Oil, it is down 20 cents per barrel. And, of course, we do look all the time at the U.S. 10-year Treasury. That is down a bit as well. 2.304 is the yield on the U.S. 10-year Treasury, which means it is a good day for mortgage rates. Good day for the mortgage rates. U.S. 10-year Treasury testing 2.30. United Airlines in the news. Have you seen it? I don't think we're in the news today. They're looking at a massive loss of wealth for their shareholders. The United share price declined Tuesday, wiped out $830 million off the airline's market cap. Yeah, that's not a fun one. $830 million coming off of their market cap because it's just the way the airlines are. It's amazing that they haven't caught on these type of issues before. But nowadays, with everybody having a cell phone, with everybody watching everything being recorded, well, I guess they just got caught doing what the airlines do most frequently, and that is unbelievably poor customer service. It's just amazing how bad the customer service is. Every airline, there is any such thing. I laugh when I used to do a lot of travel. I don't do as much anymore. But when I used to travel a lot, I said the biggest oxymoron, maybe it was just moron, the biggest oxymoron in the world was when you say customer service and airline all at the same time. Because airlines, they just don't have customer service. There's no such thing as customer service when you're dealing with an airline. It's just their way or the higher. The more we continue to consolidate airlines, get a monopoly, the less we're going to see from any kind of service there. Now, we may start seeing the disruptive market get in there. Companies like Wheels Up, those groups, might start seeing where there's a big benefit to them if they figure out the pricing for the masses. The idea is treated. When you're treated severely, if the airline treats everybody, you're going to what's wrong for United Airlines, cell phone footage of dragging somebody, paying him, a 9-year-old gentleman, a doctor. I'm not saying doctors are anybody else or anything else. The whole idea, though, is dragging off the airplane. And that sort of a manner. Now, it's going to cost you a boatload of money here. Number one, we already saw what's going on. I just mentioned to you what's going on in the marketplace when you look at the market. So that's going to be one area that they're going to feel $800 million off the airline's market already today. Now, that will come as a blip. But it's going to be done here with the footage, the phone footage. I'm very, very, very confident when the attorneys get their opportunity, they will absolutely be pushing this, and they're going to go to the bank on this one. They're going to go to the bank on this. Chad, there today, buddy. the airlines, they're going to pay a significant price. United Airlines, in this case. The man has to buy. Once they let him on the plane, once he's in his seat, to probably remove him from the plane, I would think, I'm a lawyer, but I would think they're looking at potentially, jury charge, maybe wrong for our contract charges. I think United Airlines may want to do this one because they've already got commentary from their CEO saying, well, he was being belligerent on the airline. The videos don't seem to show that same item there. Again, just the way it is. We'll move right along. Moving right along this morning. California tax collection, better expected in March. You have to take a step back. The state controller Betty Yee said the monthly revenue numbers fluctuate. The state is now more than half $1 billion behind last year's budget estimates. But still a bit better than revised predictions from January. And Yee says this month's tax filing deadline will be crucial. Obviously, all eyes are on April receipts. April makes up 17% of the state's annual revenue income haul. 17%. And that just means that Jerry Brown have a little bit more money to waste. I'm just going to say right there. He's coming here to Southern California to see if he can waste some California money. He's been good from Northern California and the entire state, but I'm sure he wants to see how he can get more. Orange County is Orange County's economy still growing. How long will the expansion last? That's the question here. Maybe the grand question of the business. My Big Orange Index, a compilation of 36 benchmarks of the local economy, is now in its straight year of increases. The index shows 2017 started with a flourish, the 29th consecutive quarterly advance. Why that's so noteworthy. Remember the boom of the 1990s? By big old math, it was marked by an upswing that 28 out of 29 years. This winter, the big O increase revealed broad-based growth all six sub-indexes, measurements reflecting key slices of the economy, rising in unison for the consecutive quarter, but progress was wild. The index's 1% quarterly gain was the slowest in 5 quarters, the average increase in recovery that dates to 2010. So I'll check and see what the commentary is on that one from our friends over at Chapman College. Chapman University. We have some questions before you decide to retire. Some questions you're going to be contemplating before you decide to retire. And we're going to spend a lot of time on credit reports. We'll also tell you some tips, some hints, divorce, and credit repair. We'll talk about all of that as well. Can you support yourself and your family without working? Is the number one question you need to decide before making that decision to retire. Most basic question, do you have money saved up to live comfortably once you leave your job? Average American couple in their late 50s or early 60s, retirement savings. Depending on your current income and the standard of living you want to maintain, that's barely enough to cover 6 months. So you may not be thinking about that concept if that's all that you've got. How much are you planning to rely on Social Security? Do you think that your monthly Social Security payments will be able to supplement any deficiency in your savings and provide you with enough to live on? The truth is Social Security isn't especially reliable either. First of all, if you retire before the age of 66, you'll only receive a portion of your benefits to make up for the extra time that the money needs to last. If you start collecting at 62, that's only 75% of the full monthly benefit. If you wait until 65, you'll get 90.3% of the money, but still not all of your already amount. In addition, when we make major changes in the system, our Social Security fund will be completely depleted, they say, by 2034, at which one's benefits will be greatly reduced, about 79% of current benefit. We'll see about that one. Well, 65 qualify for Medicare, which provides low-cost health care options for senior citizens. However, Medicare doesn't cover everything. You're responsible for 20% of the bill for things like doctor's visits or lab work. That does not seem like much, but over time it adds up, especially if you require more care as you get older. If you're 65 years old and retire right now, you can expect to pay approximately $265,000 out-of-pocket medical expenses. What about emergencies? If you have enough money to live on through your retirement and you're in reasonably good health and can avoid major medical expenses, there's something else to factor in: the unexpected. What will you do in the case of a major financial emergency? You may need a life-saving surgery or other expensive medical procedures. We've talked about that one. What are you going to do with your plan? Oh, my friend Chad, he's on the line, or he was just watching us right there on Facebook. But think about that concept. He's a big-time planner, big proponent of the planning process. I think that you'd be looking at that concept as what you are listening to on Siegel Radio, discussing real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to talk about a real trap. What's that all about? Tips to help you find your retirement age. And we're going to certainly talk about your credit report. That's the focus of today's show, your credit report. We're going to talk about foreclosures, tax liens, bankruptcies. Got a lot to cover. We're going to get on with it. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you missed any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numero 1 on YouTube. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the real-time real estate being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professional. PEAR 795-64. One of the real estate professionals will reach out to you to get you the true position of your real estate. Again, text PEAR, PEAR, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 795-64 to get the true position of your property. Don't get caught in the rental trap is the subject of today's real-time real estate segment. What do you mean by that one? Holy cow. So many benefits to home ownership. One of the top benefits is being able to protect yourself from rising rents by locking in your housing costs for the life of your mortgage. Jonathan Smoke, chief economist at Realtor.com, reported on what he called a rental affordability crisis. He warns that rental vacancies and a lack of new construction are pushing up rent, and that we expect as part of the that they'll outpace home price appreciation year ahead. In the joint for housing in the joint center housing at Harvard University's 2006 data of the nation's housing, they revealed that the number of cost burden households rose to 21.3 million. Even more troubling. The number with severe burdens paying more than 50% of income for housing jumped to a record 11.4 million. These households struggle to save for a rainy day and pay other bills such as food and health care. It's cheaper to buy than to rent. In Smoke's article, he went on to say, housing, quote, housing is central to the health and well-being of our country and our local communities. In addition, this rental affordability crisis threatens the future value of owned housing, as the burdensome level of rents will trap more aspiring owners into a vicious financial cycle in which they cannot save and build a solid credit record to eventually buy a home. While more than 85% of markets have burdened rents today, it's perplexing that in more than 70% of the counties across the country, it is actually cheaper to buy than rent a home. So why aren't those unhappy renters choosing to buy? You got another option. Perhaps you have already saved enough to buy your first home. However, reported that analysts at Nomura believe, quote, it's not that millennials and other potential home buyers aren't qualified in terms of their credit scores or how much they save for the payment. It's that they think they're not qualified or they think they don't have a big enough payment. They don't think they have a big enough down payment. Many first-time home buyers who believe they need a large down payment may be holding themselves from their dream home. As I have reported before, in many areas of the country, a first-time home buyer can save for a 3% payment in 2 years. You've already saved enough. You might have available in your 401k. You can borrow an IRA. Grandma, grandpa, whoever. Don't get caught in the trap so many renters are currently in. If you're ready and willing to buy a home, find out if you are able. That's why our friends at Gold Star Mortgage have the fast pass pre-approval. That way you can find out exactly what you qualify for, when you qualify, and get on that path. Get on the plan to home ownership. That's what it's all about. That's the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the very trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 9564. So this morning we're going to chat about credit reports. There's going to be some big changes coming to credit reports on the 1st of July. 1st of July, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to see some big changes. most of which is going to be good. There's going to be a big bear trap, though, that you're going to run into, or some of these folks run into. So the bureaus have come out, and because they've been getting so many complaints to CFPB, they decided that maybe they'll go out and try and get ahead of this regulatory world. And they're going to make some changes to their processes on their own before they get forced to do it. And one of the big issues that they have, here's the purpose of a credit report. The purpose of the credit report is to try to predict the likelihood of somebody paying their bills in the future. Not predict what the future will hold. And we look at the past. And we say, okay, if we've got these people that have been paying in the past, well, there's a good likelihood to pay in the future. If paid in the past, there's a likelihood they will not pay in the future. And they use some different items within the report to figure it out. Well, they've realized that tax liens and medical collections, those have not been a great indicator for whether people will pay their mortgage on time, pay their car payments on time. So they've decided they're going to take those off of the report. What that's going to mean is there's going to be an immediate jump in credit scores. So we might say, Ron, isn't that a good thing? Well, yeah, getting your credit scores jump up is good. I would suggest that the loan level pricing adjusters might change to meet those numbers. We'll see what happens there. But here's the issue. Just because a lien, a tax lien, is not showing in the credit report, does not mean you don't owe it. Just because a judgment does not show on your credit report does not mean you don't owe it. It's just they're not visible to the lender initially. They're not visible to you as you go through, maybe look at someone like a Credit Karma or somebody like that. You don't need to deal with it. Because at the bottom, you still need to say that, well, if you have a tax lien, you can go buy a house. Or if you have student loans that are in default, you can go buy a house. Those guidelines have not changed. So if they haven't changed, where are they going to show up? What could end up happening is during the title insurance process, we're going to find out that people have these liens that are against them, have judgments against them. And it's going to kill real estate transactions until those are cleaned up. If their lender, I spoke to one recently, and their comment was, well, it's not going to be that big a deal. I'm going to say to you from the standpoint of the credit people, the credit repair people, it's going to be a very big deal. About 80% of the judgments, tax liens, don't have all of the data required for credit report. Now, here's the issue. Credit reports do not have to have anything on them. Big theme when we go on with this conversation. They do not have to have anything at all on them. But there are three rules for what does a credit report. It must be accurate. It must be complete. And the biggie is it must be verifiable. If it's missing any one of those three, it must come off the report. We're going to talk about all of those issues. You've got to get that out there, understand that foundation of why we're bringing this up right now. Because this change coming in July, we'll talk about that for the remainder of the broadcast. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, it's all about your credit, tips to save, to help you find retirement age, celebrating Fair Housing Month. That is our topics for today. You can reach us anytime off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Our house in the middle of...
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Tips to help you find your retirement age. Though the typical U.S. worker retires at 63, a growing number of seniors are postponing retirement in the While there's no such thing as the perfect retirement age, there are a few milestones you should know about to help guide your decision. At age 59 and a half is the earliest age you can take penalty-free withdrawals from a traditional retirement savings account, an IRA or a 401k. 62 is the earliest age you can claim Social Security. Age 65 is the first become eligible for Medicare. At age 66 is your full retirement age for Social Security if you were born between 1943 and 1954. Age 67 is your retirement age for Social Security. If you're born in 1960 or later, those born between 1955 and 59 are eligible for Social Security benefits between 66 and 67. Age 70 is when you stop accruing delayed retirement credits for holding off on Social Security. Half is when you'll need to start taking required minimum distributions from your additional IRA or 401k. So with these ages in mind, here's the three questions that can help guide your decision on when to retire. Number one, how is your health? Number two, how is your job? Number three, how will you fill your days? What kind of other items do you have, hobbies or charitable events? The $16,120 Social Security bonus most retirees completely overlook. Like most Americans, you're a few years or more behind on your retirement. A handful of little-known Social Security could help ensure a boost in retirement income. Darren is with you. You've got to talk to a professional about some of this information, see if they can help you out. So we've been talking this morning. That's the, I should say, is the Your Credit Matters today. Brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Get that back pre-approval so your real estate professional can help you buy your new home with no loan contingencies. All about. So let's chat more about credit reports. We spoke about the changes in July 1. Collections. How do you delete an item when paying or settling is the question here? So here's the idea. Collections. Number one, most collection companies don't have all the information that they need to really go after you for a judgment. That's why it's a collection and judgment. So they're generally, collection companies frequently purchase these items from a credit. They might go to, and I'm just going to throw out a name out there. It doesn't matter. You might have a collection company. XYZ collection company might go to Acme Electronics and buy the debt. So say you have $1,000 debt, they might pay them $200 for it. They're going to try and collect that from you. So Acme Electronics then is going to write that off. They're going to say that they don't have that on their books anymore. The collection company comes after you. You might try and negotiate with them. Here's the issue. There's a field on your credit report that says date last activity. You might even see DLA. Well, the older that gets, the less important it is, the less weight it carries on your credit report. So if you go make the payment on that, well, guess what? It's going to have a more significant effect on your credit. So what do you do? Well, you call the collection company. You know something? I see that you claim that I have $1,000 in debt. I'm not sure if you, but I want to get this off of my report. I'm willing to settle that with you for $50. Negotiate. You might even offer them $100. They might negotiate and say $500. You might say, okay, well, how about in the middle? We'll do it at $300. Okay. Now what you want to do is say, okay, I'll agree to that, but number one, it must be in writing, and you must agree to remove it from my credit report. And I tell you that they can't do that. You know better because we talked about that in the last segment. They can't remove it from the credit report. All they have to do is tell the credit bureaus that it's paid. They don't respond, and it gets removed from the credit report. Make sure you have all this in writing, that you remove it from your credit report once you have paid them. Takes care of the problem. So that's how you get collections off. Post-credit repair. This is a big deal because so many people need my credit card. And what ends up happening is one of the divorcing parties goes and builds the credit card debt. Then one or the other doesn't pay it. And it becomes a bad debt. So as soon as you start a divorce process, make sure all of your credit cards are terminated. Get them all closed. That way, neither party's worried about the other either running up the bill and or not paying the bill. Get them closed. So that's the issue on that one right then. Just start building and apply for 3 to 5 credit cards right away. Do them all right away. 3 to 5. They may have small. You don't even need to use them necessarily, but you want them open. Because even if you've got a collection, if you've got 3 to 5 credit cards that are open, active, and carrying a small balance, small is defined as under 30% of the limit, then you're going to be maximizing your credit score. And it might even put a little bit of a life jacket around any type of collections or other issues that may come up throughout the course of bankruptcy. So start that right away. Student loan consolidation, that's another big thing that we see. First off, you cannot get an FHA loan if you have student loans in default. How do you get in default? Well, for the most part, you just make a call to the student loan servicing company. Now, 70% of the student loans are serviced by Navient. It's a federal agency. Because remember, under President Obama, student loans were nationalized. They ended up taking over all of them. Now, there are some private students out there, but what you want to do is get them consolidated, and they might even look at reducing the payments based on your
income. And you probably are just finished or finishing doing your taxes right now. So the thing with all that paperwork right there, it's handy. You can go in and get your student loans consolidated, get a income-based repayment plan set up, and you're off and running. Now, there are private loans. You might even be looking at refinancing some of your private loans depending upon what your interest rate is. Now, when you're looking at your public student loans, the government student loans, when you consolidate, it may increase your interest rate because they average out your interest. And then they're going to round off to the next 1/8 of 1% above. So it may increase your interest rate a little bit. But then when you start talking about the idea of dealing with that income-based repayment plan, you're going to be in good shape there. Judgments. So again, judgments are what this whole broadcast with. Judgments have all of the complete and accurate data on there in order for them to stay on your credit report. If they don't have all that complete and accurate data, they fall report, your credit score jumps up by default. Does not mean the judgment is still a legitimate judgment. There is a service called LexisNexis where you can find out if there's any judgments that are rendered against you, and it's just a way of dealing with it as well. Previous foreclosure, that's a biggie. So previous foreclosures was very difficult to get off of credit reports, three, 4 years ago. Not as bad anymore because certain services, remember what a servicer's motive is. They want to make money. And remember what I told you about credit reports that have to be accurate, complete, and verifiable? So companies like Wells Fargo, Bank of America, they hold departments for responding to things like this. Now, one of the biggest servicers that handled closures during the meltdown was Ocwen, O-C-W-E-N, Ocwen. Now, Ocwen gets a letter from the Bureau saying, can you just verify this? Do you think they make any money when they handle that? No. So many instances, they just ignore it. They have to respond? No. When they ignore it, that falls off of your credit report because they have to be accurate and verified. If they don't verify it, then it has to come off of the report. So foreclosures, more and more of those are coming off of reports nowadays simply because the servicers don't make any money by verifying these issues. Payments on credit cards, car loans, and mortgages. Here's the issue there. If it's a I hear this one also. It's only one day late. Well, when you're one day late on a mortgage, it never gets reported because your mortgage is due the first of the month. There's a 15-day grace period on your mortgage. So it's due the first of the month. Grace period goes until the 15th of the month. And if you remember what I said before, the item that's reported is 30 days late. So until the 30th day, reporting that it's late all. Now, what do you do if you're 30 days late on a mortgage payment or a car payment? You best keep listening to Ron Siegel Radio because we'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events, tough financial markets. You can reach us anytime. 800-619-800. 6-19 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you missed a part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a minute.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. In every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You're getting trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990 in the world segment today being brought to you by Credit Sanitizer. It is wrong. They all are. Credit Sanitizer will have the solutions for you, will have the solutions to help you. Celebrating National Fair Housing Month. Having a roof over your head is more than something to be thankful for. It's your right as you move through life and pursue your goals. It's vital that you have a safe and stable place to live regardless of your race, religion, sex, or any other factor. The Act was created and also celebrate Fair Housing Month each April. Knowing how the law impacts you and others will not only help to end discrimination, but also perpetuate the growth of sustainable, thriving communities across the country. So what is the Fair Housing Act? Passed April 11th, 1968, just 1 week after the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. The law was born out of a need to provide housing access to all Americans, especially minorities, such as African Americans and Hispanics, who at the time were prevented from purchasing or renting homes in certain areas due to their race or national origins. The passage of the Fair Housing Act was a significant victory for Americans. Civil rights, and today it continues to protect people from discrimination when buying, renting, or selling a home. Specifically, the law prohibits discrimination from any party on the basis of race or national origin, sex, family status, or disability. In other words, when it comes to no one can be treated differently based on their association with one of the protected classes. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. So we are continuing our conversation this morning. We're chatting about the credit reports, what's coming up, the changes that are coming, but also some tips for you. So we're talking about late payments. How do you deal with the late payment, the mortgage late or the car loan late? Well, if it's a one-off thing, if it's only been one time, most of the companies have a courtesy process. Basically, you just call them up and you say, you know something, I can't believe you didn't get that payment. I was out of town. I was ill. Whatever the case, whatever the truth might be, would you mind giving me a break this time, not reporting that as a late or correcting that for me or changing that for me? We know that they do it. And in many instances, most of them have a good faith opportunity. Now, if you're doing it over and over again, yeah, it's not a real issue there. New credit building, authorized users, secured cards, small limit credit cards, those are all that we've talked in the past. Authorized users, if you're the correct authorized user, can have some effect on your score. Not as big as it used to, but it does have an effect on your credit score. So it used to be that the authorized user, here's the way that one works. So you've got a friend who has a high limit old credit card, and they're willing to put they're low balance, and they're willing to add you as an authorized user. Well, once they do that, it gets put onto your credit report as well. So it can have some benefit to your score, not a huge amount. But secured cards, that's kind of like a debit card. You put up the money, they give you a card, you spend the money that's on the card, keep making payments on it, so that you keep that balance below the 30%. Threshold, and it's going to affect your credit score in a positive way as long as you get those secured cards from a company that reports bureaus. Now, the limit credit cards, they do the same thing. The idea there is on the small limit credit cards, again, you get 4 of them, 5 of them all in a period of time, it's not going to have the major effect on your score for 3 months or 4 months or 6 months. It's going to have a positive effect, especially if you're using them with a small amount of usage or a small balance when they get to the statement reporting date, and keep those rolling, keep the payments going, keep them in good standing, and over time, as they get older and older, it's going to have a big benefit to your credit scores. Automobile repossessions is next on our list here. Here's another one we see reported incorrectly many, many times. Let's say that you've got a car that's repoed, and either it's voluntary or involuntary. There's step number one. It needs to be marked properly, either voluntary or involuntary. List it as the proper thing as being voluntary or involuntary. Voluntary is you say, no, I just afford the car, Mr. Lender, please come and pick it up. That's called a voluntary repossession. Involuntary is when in the middle of the night they come and get it and you didn't know anything about it. Now, when they go and sell it, they've got a fiduciary responsibility to liquidate the vehicle at the highest possible price. Now, how do they do that? Auction. And the auctions sell almost any car. They do the one that's closest to where I'm at right now, broadcasting. 2,400 cars every single week running through the auction. That's not a foreclosure. It could be that somebody did a trade-in and the dealership doesn't want that car, so they put it into the auction. Hopefully they'll make a little money on it. They took it in as trade, and it goes on to whoever really does want that vehicle. But here's the issue when you're talking about the credit report. The credit report, number one, has to show it accurately. Now, what if they get, say that $16,000 car, it's worth $16,000, and you owe $16,000, they only get $12,000 at auction. If they don't show that there's only a $4,000 balance due, then it's being reported incorrectly. And you remember what the rule is for things that are reported incorrectly, don't you? If it's not correct, it must come off. So one of those tips for federal tax liens. So federal tax liens, again, it's one of those items that people think they're going to stay on the board forever. Now, a tax lien is one item that is not being paid. A tax lien can stay on the public record forever. over time, it's going to have less impact on your credit report, but it does stay on the report forever. So then what do you do in that instance? Well, on the tax lien, well, what you're going to do there is call and make arrangements for payment. When you make arrangements for payment, if it's under $25,000 and you make six payments on time, there's a simple form you fill out, and they'll take that tax lien off, or they'll remove that tax lien from your credit reports. If it's over $40,000 or more, then there's some other rules on there. Again, it'll come off if you're making your payments in a timely manner. Here's a fun one. Charge-offs and 1099-Cs. What is a charge-off and a 1099-C? 1099-C is the form that the government uses for report that you've got, that somebody reports a forgiven debt to you. So if they forgive debt, is it a, well, no, they're reporting that the government's been forgiven. So if they forgive it on this 1099-C, it must be reported as no balance due on your credit report. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been forgiven. So think about that issue as well. Bankruptcy-related items is the next item on our list. Bankruptcy-related items. So here's the issue on bankruptcy-related items. They follow all the same guidelines as everything else. They need to be reported accurately. One of the items why bankruptcies will then frequently come off of a report, number one, does the court want to spend the time answering if the data is correct and complete? Not really. What is every bankruptcy, the bankruptcy number in every instance ends with the judge's initials. If they're missing, they're not complete. Now, more often than not, when people are going through bankruptcy, the creditors do not report accurately. They've got a year to get this all corrected, but they don't report accurately. There might be something from a credit card company, Acme Credit Card Company, and Acme says that this was a part of a bankruptcy, yet they still show it as having a balance. They might say discharged in bankruptcy, and they show a balance on there. Well, that's not reported accurately. They show late. That's not accurate because it's got to be cleaned up. That's what the fresh start is of the bankruptcy. So again, it's not reported accurately. It must be removed. That's the law. So again, you go through and look at all those items on the credit report. When you start getting them all cleaned up. Now, we talked about this yesterday. You don't hit that dispute button. Do not do that. Write a letter. If you need some help writing letters, there are companies that do this properly for you. In some instances, what happens is if they know what they're doing, they know they're doing these things properly, then what's happening is the bureaus don't correct your report. If the creditors don't report accurately and correctly report, they get two shots at correcting it. You've got to tell them twice, and these credit correction companies will know this. What ends up happening is then the creditor and the bureau become open to a lawsuit, and they could end up getting some good money for that. And most of the creditor reports have an attorney that they work with that will take these cases on a contingency because they've set it up properly from the beginning. That's just a bit of information for you. And as always, if you have any questions, go right under the Facebook page. Any questions you want on there, I will try and answer as many of them as I can. Or you can send them directly to me, ron@ronceo.com. And be sure to set that first video preset button to come back here and join Legal Radio, where we only speak about your house and your bank account. To all our sponsors, a big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.